Is it really what it seems? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. All of us are obviously delighted that Al-Qaeda's latest plot was foiled. And what a story. The guy who volunteered to blow up his new improved underwear was actually a double agent planted by Saudi Arabia. And the CIA wanted to keep him there, but this plot was apparently so far along that the only way to stop it was for the agent himself to volunteer as the suicide bomber. He not only turns over the bomb, he pinpoints a senior commander who was then promptly blown up by a drone. I have to say, this is a very reassuring victory in the battle formerly known as the War on Terrorism. The only thing not reassuring about this reassuring victory is reading about it on a bajillion websites. Of all the top secret secrets the U.S. government has, wouldn't this be at the tippy-tippy top? The only thing we should know about this guy is that he got the bomb and then, so sad, there's an accident and a smudge in the desert somewhere. At least that's the story you put out, right? But instead, there's this flood of details so that now Al-Qaeda knows everyone who volunteers to blow himself up is probably a double agent. How could something like this get leaked? Unless that was the whole point. The old double psych. You see, maybe the guy, in fact, wasn't a double agent, and they captured a real suicide bomber, but they deliberately put out that he was a double agent, and he's being paid $1 million, and there are others like him, implying that the whole suicide corps is compromised so that now Al-Qaeda has to purge all their suicide bombers, crippling their operation. Could we be that good? And if we are, I guess I probably shouldn't be saying anything, so never mind. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.